我哋今日嘅经文系嚟有几篇嘅经文啊，请大家跟住嚟同我一齐嚟读啊。
Today's scripture reading is from several books. Please follow along as we read.
啊，我哋先用广东话嚟读，然后我哋用英文嚟读。
We'll first read this, in unison first in Cantonese and then in English.
诗篇第25篇。第八到十，然后十二到十五，耶和华是良善正直的，所以他必使是罪人走正路，他必按公平引领谦卑人，将他的道教训他们。凡遵守他的约和他法度的人，耶和华都以慈爱诚实待他，为敬畏耶和华。耶和华必指示他当选择的道路，他必安然居住，他的后裔必承受地土。耶和华与敬畏他的人亲密，他必将自己的约指示他们。我的眼目时常仰望耶和华，因为他必将我的脚从网里拉出来。诗篇第84篇第一到第四节，万君之耶和华啊，你的居所何等可爱！我羡慕渴想耶和华的殿宇，我的心肠、我的肉体向永生神呼吁。万君之耶和华，我的神、我的王、我的神啊！在你祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找到房子，燕子为自己找到抱托之窝。如此住在你殿中的，便为有福，他们仍要赞美你。一路到第十二节，靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的，这人便为有福。他们经过流泪谷，要这谷变为泉源之地，并有秋雨之福盖满了泉谷。他们行走力像加力，各人到石安朝见神。耶和华万军之神啊，求你听我的祷告。雅各的神啊，求你留心听。神啊，你是我们的盾牌，求你垂顾观看你受高者的面。你的殿宇在你的殿宇住一日，正似在别处住千日。宁可在我神殿中开门，不愿住在恶人的帐篷里。因为耶和华神自日头至盾牌，要赐下恩惠和荣耀。他未曾留下一样好处不给那些行动正直的人。万军之耶和华啊，倚靠你的人变为有福。然后在新约的腓立比书的第四章第八到第九节，弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的，这些事你们都要去行。赐平安的神就必与你们同在。
Psalm chapter 25, verses 8 through 10 and 12 through 15. Verse 8. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. Who is the man who fears the Lord? Him will he instruct in the way that he should choose. His soul shall abide in well-being, and his offspring shall inherit the land. The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he makes known to them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of the net. Chapter 84, verses 1 to 12. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yes, faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise, Selah. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, and whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold our shield, O God, look on the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the one who trusts in you. In the New Testament, Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 through 9. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you.
愿神祝福读嘅同埋听佢话语嘅人。
May God bless the reading and hearing of his word.
阿庭长乐牧师今日传讲嘅信息嘅题目系：思考认真思考到平安与喜乐。
The title of Reverend Wilson Chang's message today is Think Hard of Peace and Joy.
Good morning. Thank you, David and Pastor Thomas. Philippians 4, 8, and 9, let me paraphrase that for you.
在腓立比书的第四章第八到第九节，让我简单地去讲出来。
Paul saying, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, think about such things, and then the God of peace will be with you.
他在这里讲到他说,弟兄们,我还有未尽的话,凡事真实,可敬,公义,清洁的,又有什么称赞,这些事,你们都要思念。
Now, when you hear the words noble and right, which it's in the New International Version, we might think that Paul's merely recommending, you know, some inspirational thoughts, some high and inspirational thoughts in general.
咁好多时你见到公义啊，见到可敬呢啲说话嘅时候，你可能会联想到其他嘅说话。
But scholars of Paul's literature tell us that's not the case.
咁但系好多研究保罗书信嘅人，佢哋唔系咁讲。
You see, Paul here is not referring to some general loftiness of thought or mind.
佢唔系净系讲到话一啲好多时候我哋会容易去联想到嘅说话。
What he's urging us and he's referring to is specific teachings in the Bible.
是讲到在圣经里面一些很独特他想讲的说话。
He's thinking about God, sin, Christ, salvation.
佢諗起神，諗起耶穌基督，諗起耶穌基督嘅救恩。
He's pointing to teaching in scripture about the world, human nature, God's plan for the world, his plan for salvation.
亦都讲到呢个嘅人性，讲到呢个世界同埋神对人嘅救恩。
And so those are the things he's urging us to think upon.
呢一啲系保罗想我哋去思想嘅。
And Paul uses a word in Koine Greek, logizomai, to describe how we're to think about these things.
咁喺呢个嘅圣经里边有一个字叫 logizomai， 佢讲到系教我点样样去谂呢啲嘅事物。
That Koine Greek word is an accounting word. It's something translated in other versions to reckon, to count up.
咁呢个字唔系一个好普通嘅字，系一个系会计学上嘅字。讲到一啲我哋要去推算，我哋要去估计嘅嘢。
And as you can see on your screen, that's what Paul's saying. If you want peace, you got to think hard and long about the doctrines in the Bible.
咁佢讲到，保罗讲到就话，如果当你想平安嘅时候，你要真系好细心、好努力去谂下圣经里边嘅教义嘅重心嘅所在。
So when you realize that what Paul's saying in Philippians 4, you scratch your head and you say, that's completely different than what the world says today.
咁你睇到呢句说话嘅时候，你可能拗下头谂下，呢个世界好似今日讲嘅有啲唔同喎。
You know, if you virtually look online, do shopping in a bookstore online, you'll see. If you go to the section on anxiety, worry, and dealing with stress, you'll see something rather different than what Paul's saying.
如果你上网去一啲嘅书局，睇下嗰啲嘅书，睇下佢所讲嘅嘢，同保罗所讲嘅系非常之唔同。
In fact, I'm certain you'll never see, as you look up books on stress and unhappiness and anxiousness, they're not going to ask the big questions about life.
咁我好肯定嘅话俾你听，如果你睇下呢啲书，啲书讲到呢个嘅担忧，讲到焦虑，讲到压力嘅时候，佢哋讲嘅说话会同保罗所讲嘅系完全嘅唔同。
Those authors are not going to ask you what is the meaning of life in those books。
喺嗰啲书里边，佢唔会问你究竟生命嘅意义喺边一度。
They're not going to say what are you really here for? What is your life about?
他们都不会问你究竟你的存在有什么目的。
Where have you come from? Where are you going?
他们都不会问你究竟人在哪里来，人的将来会去哪里。
They're not going to refer to the question, what should human beings be spending their time doing in life?
也都不会问你究竟人花那么多时间去做那么多事有什么意义。
You see, those secular contemporary books are never going to say those things.
这些现代的书籍是不会去问这些问题，讲这些说话。
If you're familiar with those books, they'll go right to relaxation techniques.
很多时候他们教你的是怎样去轻松。
Or they'll refer to work-rest balance.
或者讲到怎样让你的生活、你的休息在之间找一个平衡。
For example, they'll say,So very often you should go sit on the beach, look at the surf.
或者你可以去呢个海滩睇下啲浪。
Just bracket out your worrying and thinking about these things for a while.
当你咁样做嘅时候，将你啲忧虑去抛诸脑后。
Or they'll recommend that you give your thought control techniques about dealing with negative thoughts, a try. Dealing with your emotions and guilt thoughts.
唔好去谂一啲好负面嘅嘢。
You see, they'll go and give you some ideas on how to do that.
咁或者咁样样可以俾到一啲嘅谂法去帮助你。
So why don't contemporary books on stress and anxiety and worry tell you to respond to it by doing some deep thinking about life's questions?
咁點解現代嘅書籍唔會去教你真係點樣去努力，諗下點樣得到內在嘅平安呢一啲嘅題目呢？
It's because our secular culture, especially Western secular culture, is perhaps the first society in history that operates life without any answers to those big questions.
因为是现代西方的社会，很多时都会带头叫啲人唔好去咁样谂嘢。
Secular thought today says if there's no God, we're here essentially by accident.
因为佢哋讲嘅说话话世界上面根本系冇神。人的存在只是一个的意外。
And when we die, yeah, maybe our loved ones will remember us for a while, but that's it.
就算将来有一天我们死了，我们身边的人会想起我们，想起一段时间，跟着就忘记了。
Eventually, in the secular view, the sun will die, and all that has ever been done by every human being will come to nothing.
咁有终一日啊，连个太阳都会自己去消灭嘅时候，咁人类所做嘅任何嘅嘢就会呢、这个烟飞消灭啦。
And if that is the nature of things, as what these secular thoughts are telling us, then it's no wonder that these books, secular books, that's what they say. What you don't have to ask why you're here.
咁既然呢个系佢哋嘅谂法嘅时候，佢哋就觉得唔再需要去问点解你要喺呢个世上，点解你系点样样会嚟
？Because asking those big tough questions is irrelevant.
因为问呢啲问题根本系无关痛痒。
Instead, the secular books will say they'll advise you not to think so hard about everything and relax.
佢话你唔需要样样嘢咁紧张，问咁多问题啊！你轻松下咁咪好咯。
Find experience that gives you pleasure。
佢话你应该寻找一啲嘅经历，啲经历系令你个人可以开心、可以放松嘅。
Now there's something wrong with seeking pleasure that's in line with God's word。
咁神嘅说话冇话到人唔可以去休息，唔可以去轻松。
And I'll explain a little bit of that later。
我依家会去为你去解释。
But the Apostle Paul is saying Christian peace operates in almost exactly the opposite way that today's secular thinkers are advising.
咁但系圣经所讲嘅同呢个世界上面嘅人世俗嘅人所讲嘅系啱啱嘅相反。
And you'll see this on the next slide. On slide 3, Christian peace comes not from thinking less.It comes from thinking more and more intensely about those big issues of life.
咁呢个基督徒所讲嘅平安，唔系叫我哋话唔去谂少啲，其实相反嚟讲，系更加去喺生命上边嘅事上边，更加去迫切嘅去谂。
And the Apostle Paul gives us a specific example of this in Romans 8:18.
在这个的罗马书第八章十八节里面，使徒保罗这样讲。
And in that portion of the Bible, he uses the same word that he uses in Philippians 4:8, logizomai.
在这节经文里面，他也用到刚才所讲的那个字 logizomai.
And in Romans 8:18, if you're familiar with that verse, Paul is speaking directly to sufferers.
他是专登的，是跟我的受苦的人，在受苦当中的人讲的说话。
And I have Romans 18 right there on the screen for you. He says, I reckon, that's logizomai, I reckon, the account word, I reckon that our present sufferings are not worth comparing to the glory that shall be revealed in us.
在罗马书第八章十八节，他这样讲，他说，我想现在的苦楚，若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。
Reckon means to count up accurately.
这个的 reckon 这个字有一个是去看回转头，去思考，去思想的意思。
It's not referring to whistling in the dark.
不是说在这个黑暗之中你细细惊去讲说话。
It's not suggesting to get your peace by jogging or shopping.
唔係話去你去啊喺呢個購物啊行街裏邊去揾到你內在嘅平安。
Reckon, count up accurately means think, think it out.
Reckon 呢個字有一個嘅推算，一個估計，一個好努力去計算嗰樣嘢出嚟。
And Paul clearly says, think about the glory coming until the joy begins to break in on your heart.
他说你去想的时候你怎么想啊你要去比起将来要显于我们的荣耀对比起你今天的苦楚就不需要介意了。
Now, I know what some of you are thinking and what you'll respond.
我很清楚想估到你们会想着什么东西。
You're going to say, Wilson, you're talking about doctrine, but what I really need now is comfort.
他说牧师，你喺度同我讲紧呢个嘅啊神学嘅义理，但我今日需要嘅系一个即时嘅安慰。
But think, says Paul, is Jesus really the Son of God?
咁系咪要去谂下究竟基督系咪神嘅儿子咧
？Did he really come to earth, die for you, and rise again from the dead?
佢系咪真系为到我哋嚟到呢个世界上边？然后去为我哋死，然后复活呢
？Did Jesus pass through the heavens to the right hand of God the Father？
耶稣基督系咪真系啊升上天上，坐喺全能父嘅右边呢
？Did he endure infinite suffering for you？
佢系咪真系去为到你喺永恒里边去受苦呢
？And someday he promises to take you to himself？
系咪有？佢话有一日。他会将你带到他的面前。
And when you're in his presence, he says he'll wipe away every tear from your eye.
他说当我们在主的面前他会抹干我们每一滴的眼泪呢
See, if those things that I've just mentioned, which are in the Bible, when you have to think about, if those are so, there is in him, knowing him, all the comfort in the world.
咁就係話，當你睇返呢啲經文嘅時候，佢神喺度，亦都知道曬所有嘅嘢。
And if none of those things that I've just mentioned that appear in the Bible are true, then we're just stuck here for what? 83 years is the average age now until we perish.
咁你想象下，如果頭先我哋所講嘅嘢根本係唔真實嘅時候，我哋活喺呢世上就好似白白咁去活嗰幾十年。
And then that would mean this present life would be the only happiness that you'd ever know.
咁如果系咁嘅时候，呢个世界上面嘅快乐，我哋究竟知道有几多咧
？And if some trouble or suffering takes that happiness away, you have lost it forever.
咁如果你嘅人生有个任何嘅困难，系咪就系咁样将你人生所有嗰一点点嘅快乐？快活都全部都攞走曬咧。
Do you see the alternatives? Either Jesus is on the throne, ruling all things for you, or this is as good as it gets, this life.
咁所以其實喺我面前只有兩個選擇，其中一個就係耶穌基督坐喺呢個寶座上邊啊，去管理呢個世界啊，或者根本冇呢一樣嘢。
Do you see what the rationale behind what Paul's doing here?
你睇唔睇到其实啊，保罗喺度究竟佢背后嘅逻辑喺边度咧
？He's saying to you that if you are a Christian today and you have little or no peace, it may be because you're not thinking。
佢话如果你系一个基督徒，当你去咁样谂嘅时候，系咪根本喺内心里边今日系冇呢个平安咧
？And I have this on the next slide, slide 4. Peace comes from a disciplined thinking out.Of the implications of what you believe.
他说平安是怎样来的呢就说当你在你自己所信的事上面你很有纪律的去不断的去思考然后得出来的结果。
You understand life from a certain vantage point, from a certain perspective.
你是当你去看这个你的世界你的人生你是从一个的观点上面去看出来。
I know many of you love the thrill of being outside and hiking.
我知道你很多人都很喜欢出去，喜欢去远足。
And when you climb up to some high point on a mountain, to some vista point, you're really amazed as you turn around.
当你去爬到去某一个的山边，你看回转头的时候。
Because as you view things from up high, from the vista point, you'll see all the terrain that you've just traveled.
当你去爬到在某一个山边，一个山巅，去看回转头，看回你走过的所有的路的时候。
And from that view up high, you see the relationship of the area around your climb.
你去看回你在周围的环境。
You see the creek that you just crossed.
你看到爬过的山村。
You see the town from which you just journeyed from.
你都看回下面，你在那个山下，那个城镇。
Your up high vantage point gives you perspective, clarity, and a sense of beauty.
当你真系喺呢个山巅上边，你去睇到嘅时候，你有呢个鸟瞰嘅一个嘅风景俾你睇到，亦都从一个高处睇翻落嚟。
And that's what the Apostle Paul is calling you to think on, to do.
这个就是使徒保罗今日叫你去做的一件事。
Realize who God is, what he has done from his vantage point.
你去认识神究竟是谁，从他的角度去看这个世界。
Think who you are in Jesus Christ.
想想你和耶稣基督是哪一个。
Think where history is going.
亦都想想究竟历史会继续怎样去走向呢？
And put your troubles in perspective.
而将你的今日的困难放在这件事上，这个观点上面去看。
You can by remembering Christ's trouble on your behalf.
亦都去将耶稣基督为你为我所付的痛楚。
Ponder, remember all the promises that he's made to you.
亦都去思想翻神所俾你所有嘅应许。
Think out what God is accomplishing here.
亦都睇下究竟神为你今日成就咗咩事。
Let me put it another way, in a more starker way.
亦都或者用另一个嘅方法去睇。
On the one hand, it's a stupid piece.
一方面有一个愚拙的平安,
and on the other hand, there's a smart piece.
一个有智慧的平安,
the stupid piece comes from refusing to think about your overall situation.
一个愚拙的平安就是说你不去想想究竟你今天在你眼前面对的是什么事。
If you go the stupid way, then you might as well just pop a cork, sit under a tree, or go to the beach and not think about anything.
咁可能你个愚拙嘅平安嘅方法就话啊，我开樽酒去饮啊，我走去呢个海滩啊，瞓咗喺度。But
Paul is telling you, if you're a Christian, you can think about the big picture of life.
但系保罗话俾我听，如果你系呢个基督徒嘅时候，你可以真系谂下究竟生命上嘅事系点。And
as you do, you're going to find peace.
当你这样做的时候，你就可以找到那一个平安。
And if you're a Christian and you have no peace at all, it may be that you're not thinking properly.
如果你今天是一个基督徒，而你又没有这个平安的时候，可能你想错了路了。
Thinking, pondering, meditating on the Lord is God's way of helping in your times of trouble.
当我们有困难的时候，我们去思想，我们去默想，我们神的说话，神的时候，就是帮助我们的方法。And
as you and I focus on him, our problems sometimes seem much less than they initially imagined.
当我们能够这样想的时候，可能我们眼前的困难比我们想象中其实是小很多。
So you need both prayer and meditation.
我需要祈祷，亦都要去默想。
Prayer, of course, is talking to God.
祈祷就是说去跟神去说话。
What's meditation?
咁咩叫做默想呢？
It's thinking about God, but thinking about God in God's presence.
又話喺神嘅面前去思想神。
As I've mentioned in previous sermons, meditation is not something abstract or detached like what the world says meditation is.
呢個聖經裏面所講嘅默想嚇，唔係一個好籠統嘅一樣嘢，亦都唔係好似世界所講嗰一種嘅默想。
The meditation that's commanded of Christians in the Bible is not the student poring over his books before final exams at his desk.
唔係好似啲學生臨考試臨急抱佛腳揸住本書嚟坐書。
You know what biblical meditation is like?
一個聖經所講嘅默想係點嘅咧？
It's like your little child sitting on your lap. Your parents, you're the parent. Your child is sitting on your lap, gazing and listening intently at what the parent is saying and doing.
其實就正如好似話，如果係一個嘅父母啊，將你將一個手抱嘅孩童啊放喺你嘅膝頭上邊，嗰個孩童對你所講嘅每一句説話，好用心。好小心地去聆听，这个就是个默想。
You parents know that. You know, think when your child was very, very young, on your lap, gazing, listening to you.
你想翻起你的儿女细个的时候，你抱住他在你的膝头哥上面，他们很用心去聆听你讲的说话。
And that's where these other psalms that we read earlier, in our scripture time,are giving examples of this kind of thinking.
咁我哋之前所睇到嘅所读到嘅一啲嘅经文亦都同头先我讲呢一个系有关系。
For example, Pastor Thomas and David, Elder David read Psalm 25 verses 8 to 10 and 12 to 15 earlier.
咁头先牧师陈长老读到呢个诗篇第25章。
And there you'll see the psalmist, in a sense, muttering.To himself about the nature and character of God.
咁喺呢啲嘅圣经里边，亦都睇到神嘅性格，神系点样样。
And that muttering about the nature and character of God is spiritual meditation.
咁当你去思想呢个嘅神，思想到神嘅性格嘅时候，思想到呢个自然嘅时候，就系有呢个关系。
Reflecting, thinking aloud.About the nature and characteristics of God.
就是你去想翻起当你睇圣经去默想到神嘅系点样。
Did you know that Psalm 4:4, which is on the next slide, tells us that meditation will help you deal with anger?
咁喺呢个诗篇第四篇里边第四节讲到话呢个嘅愤怒嘅问题。
As you can see on the screen,Psalm 4:4 in the English Standard Version says, Be angry and do not sin. Ponder in your own hearts on your beds and be silent, Selah.
你诗篇第四章第四篇第四节佢话：你们应当畏惧，不可犯罪。在床上的时候，要心里思想，并要肃静。
I don't have time to read Psalm 5, Psalm 63, and Psalm 77 to you, but they'll tell you there, meditate devotionally in your quiet time. Lord, that's what it says there.
咁喺呢，我冇时候去读到呢个诗篇第五章第五篇第六十三篇七十七篇，但佢都讲到就话，叫我哋喺我哋嘅安静嘅时候，喺我哋默想嘅时候去真系去思想下神。
And you could write down these verses, Psalm 119, in those cluster verses there, in that long psalm, it tells us that meditating on God's law will help us grow, will help you be strong in the Lord.
咁喺呢个诗篇第119篇里边，去提醒我哋，当你去思想神嘅法律律法嘅时候，会帮助我哋嘅属灵嘅成长，亦都喺属灵上边去刚强。
And I have Psalm 104:34 there for you, which says meditation will make us glad.
咁喺呢个诗篇104篇亦都讲到话，呢个思想神会令到我哋喜乐。
The psalmist says, "May my meditation be pleasing to Him, for I rejoice in the Lord.
在这个诗篇的104篇第34节，他说愿他以我的默念为甘甜，我要因耶和华欢喜。
And one of the main reasons the psalmist in Psalm 25 is glad is God's forgiveness of his sins.
为什么我们会在耶和华的面前欢喜快乐？因为我们的罪得到赦免。
I have this on the next slide. You'll see this in some of the verses of Psalm 25 that we were not able to read.
咁喺呢个嘅诗篇第25篇第7节里面，我亦都系咁讲。
Psalm 25:7 says, "Remember not the sins of my youth, or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me for the sake of your goodness, O Lord."
佢话求你不要纪念我幼年的罪愆和我的过犯，耶和华，求你因你的恩惠。
And Psalm 25:11 says, "For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my guilt, for it is great."
求你因你的名赦免我的罪，因为我的罪重大。
God freely forgives all those who trust in His words of promise.
那些去信靠神的人是得到赦免。
And in the Old Testament, which again the Psalms appear, God's promises pointed to the coming of His Son Jesus.
亦都神喺旧约里边去答应佢会将佢嘅儿子耶稣基督送嚟呢个世上。
We've been going through both Sunday school classes, a book on how to read the Bible through the Jesus lenses.
咁喺呢个嘅中英文主学里边，我哋都系睇紧一本书，教到我哋如何读圣经。
And if you've touched on a few of those earlier verses in the Old Testament, all the ceremonial rituals pointed to Jesus' coming.
咁喺呢个旧约圣经里边所讲到所有嘅献祭、所有嘅律例，都系指向耶稣基督嘅嚟到。
For example, the law of God, the law which forever accused, drove men and women to the Christ the promise, Hebrews 9:15.
亦都去指向我哋吓嗰啲被神去应许嘅人。
This particular guilt-ridden sinner in Psalm 25 found grace in the eyes of God.
佢话喺神嘅面前，喺神嘅眼目嘅里边。
And you too can know the same grace of the living God.
我亦都喺神嘅里边可以有佢嘅喺永生神嘅里边。
But you must bring your sins to Jesus and ask for forgiveness.
咁但系要做嘅，要将我哋嘅罪带到神嘅面前，求主去宽恕。
Now I know many of you are already Christians.
我知道你在座里边好多人都系已经系基督徒。
And that means you've already been justified by faith in Christ.
咁即系话你应该喺耶稣基督里边已经系因信称义。
You've already been made right with God.
你已经同神去和好。
But the Bible clearly says you still need daily cleansing.
但是圣经里面很清楚说，我们都需要不断地在神里面去更新，去洗涤。
Didn't Jesus teach us in the model prayer, his Lord's prayer, in the New Testament? Didn't he say every day, forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors?
在这个主祷文里面，他也都教我们这样说，求主去赦免我们的罪，正如我们赦免其他人的罪一样。
So why do we ask God to keep on forgiving us?
那为什么我们要不停地求神去宽恕我们呢？
Well, the answer lies in distinguishing God, who is both judge and our father.
今天他讲到就说，神好像这个的去好似系一个嘅法官去审判我哋。
And as Christians, we are forgiven.
作为基督徒，我哋已经俾神去宽恕咗。
We know because we've trusted in the Lord Jesus, right? The judgment of God, which our sins deserve, has already been executed upon Jesus.
因为我哋本来嘅罪已经被耶稣基督去赦免咗。
And since we've been justified, our sins no longer threaten our legal relationship with God.
咁既然我哋嘅罪已经俾神去赦免嘅时候，喺法律上边啊，我哋喺法律嘅面前，我哋系无罪。
But God is not only our judge; He's also our Father.
咁但系神唔单止系我哋嘅啊法官，亦都系我哋天上嘅父。
And God's children, when they sin, need not worry that God's going to throw them out of His house.
咁因为神嘅儿女知道当神嘅儿女被神审判嘅时候，佢唔会俾神去拼诸门外。
Yet you and I know things will not be right until we have the humility to go when we do wrong and say, "Please forgive me. I'm sorry."
我哋知道啊，唯有当我哋啊谦卑到一个地步，嚟到主嘅面前求神宽恕。我哋同神嘅关系始终唔能够去和好。
And then God's peace and joy are ours in Christ.
咁当我咁样做嘅时候，神嘅平安、神嘅喜乐就系我哋噶啦。
And so, what is this fullness of joy that's received from the living God?
咁呢个咩叫做呢个喜乐上边嘅丰足丰满呢
？Well, early on in his ministerial career, Jonathan Edwards, probably the greatest theologian in American history, he had a sermon entitled Christian Happiness.
咁啊，呢个嘅啊美国早期一位好出名嘅牧师啊 ，Jonathan Edwards， 佢曾经写过啊一篇好讲过一篇好出名嘅讲道。
In fact, he preached that sermon as a young pastor of age 18 in New York City.
佢喺18岁嘅时候喺纽约市讲咗呢一篇嘅经文。
And despite the youth of the author, his basic outline is striking.
咁佢虽然佢好年轻，但系佢讲嘅呢一番嘅道啊，令好多人震撼。
And Jonathan Edwards' simple point was that a Christian should be happy.
作为一个基督徒是应该快乐的。
And that should be true whatever his or her outward circumstances are.
他说无论他们在外在当时身处是什么情况。
And I'm just going to briefly paraphrase three of his points, three of his propositions.
我只是想讲他的讲道的其中的三点。
And I have them on the next slide. He said for Christians,His first proposition was their bad things will work out for good, which is Romans 8:28.
喺罗马书第八章廿八节，佢话就算咩唔好嘅事啊，最终喺神里边会变为好。
His second point was their good things, that is adoption into God's family, justification in God's sight, union with Christ cannot be taken away. Romans 8:1.
咁喺罗马书第八章第一节，亦都讲到喺基督徒嘅身上有咩好事呢？就系俾神去收纳喺神嘅家里边，啊喺神嘅面前能够因信称义，啊与神联合。呢一切嘅嘢系冇一个人可以喺我呢个基督徒嘅身上可以拿走。
And Jonathan Edwards' third point was the best things: life in heaven, new heavens and new earth, resurrection to life are yet.To come, which is Revelation 22:1.
而喺第三样嘢，亦都系最好一样嘢，就系呢个嘅啊启示录第22章第一节，佢讲到将来会有嘅新天同埋新地。
And I point that sermon out for this reason.
我点解要提出呢一个嘅讲道有咁嘅原因
？That's an example of one young man, an 18-year-old, doing what the Apostle Paul was talking about in Romans 4:8.
我点解咁样讲就系、是、你谂下一个十八岁嘅一个人吓，就系做咗好似正如使徒保罗所讲，去思想呢个人生嘅事得出嚟嘅一个嘅啊结论。
What was that teenager Jonathan Edwards doing, and what was he suggesting others do that as well？
咁呢个十八岁嘅人所做嘅嘢，亦都话俾其他嘅人，佢哋究竟应该要做啲咩事咧
？He'sreckoning, counting it all, and adding it up, letting the glory of the gospel sink into his heart.
佢好努力嘅喺佢内心里边去推算、去估计、去考虑、去思想每一样嘅嘢。
Our bad things will turn out for good.
我哋就算今日嘅环境几唔好，都将来会变为好。
Our good things cannot be taken away.
我哋好嘅事系冇一个人可以喺我哋身上去挪走。
And the best is yet to come.
而最好嘅事仲未嚟到，但系将来会嚟。
God through the Apostle Paul says, think.Think about such things.
他说你要真的去努力去想去思想这一切的事。
You know, your joy at my heart's desire, your heart's desire for joy is not the result of the fall of humanity.
我们所想的事这一切的喜乐跟这个的人类的是无关系。
Your heart's desire for joy is not the result of a bad mix of genes or deficient education.
亦都唔系同呢个嘅教育所有咩嘅嘢系有关系。
Your passion for pleasure is not a demonically induced deviation from true godliness.
咁你一啲你喜欢呢个喜乐嘅事唔系一啲唔好嘅嘢嚟。
Sin is simply the refusal to believe.Those passages like Psalm 16:11, we don't believe it's true.
这个的罪最紧要讲到的就是我们不会肯承认这些的事实。
And I have Psalm 16:11 on the next slide. We don't believe you make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is what? Fullness of joy.At your right hand are what? Pleasures forevermore. That's what God says. We don't believe it.
在这个的诗篇第十六篇十一节，他说：你必将生命的道指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
And as you can see on that second bullet point on the slide, sin is what?The selfish determination to find fullness of joy somewhere other than in God's presence.
咁咩叫做罪呢？罪就话系当啲人去自私嘅，佢哋要去揾呢个丰足嘅喜乐，但系唔系喺神嗰度去揾出嚟。
That's what ultimately sin is. We seek, we're made for pleasure, right? We seek that pleasure somewhere else.
罪就系话我哋喺神以外的地方去找我们自己的喜乐。
And that's why the one thing God will gladly receive from you and me is whatever reveals our lack and his supply when we acknowledge our dependence on him.
就是当我们不肯去承认我们需要依赖神。
That pleases God when we go to him and say, I'm impoverished spiritually.
当他承认我们在属灵上面的贫乏。
And I acknowledge my great need for you and your abundant generosity to me.
我也不肯去，我要去承认神给我对我的慷慨，在我生命上面的施予。
Do you do that in prayer? We're truly dependent on him. You got to tell him that.
你今天在你的祈祷里面有没有这样跟神说呢？
And David,The psalmist unapologetically declares his need in many psalms in the Bible.
而大卫在他的诗篇里面，他从来都没有后悔，很坦白地向神承认他需要依赖神。
For example, Psalm 63, David speaks of seeking, thirsting, even fainting for God.
在这个诗篇第63篇里面，他对神，他说在干旱无水之地，他渴想神，他切慕神，去寻求神。
Not only is David the psalmist needy, he's earnestly needy, he's desperately needy.
他讲到说他是切慕神。
And as noted, there's no hint of anything sinful in this.
而没有一样东西比这件事是更加坏。
In Psalm 63,There's nothing worthy of rebuke for the psalmist.
冇一样嘢对于呢个诗人嚟讲系更加重要。
There's nothing that calls that he has to repent and believe in.
系冇一样嘢佢唔能够向神喺神嘅面前唔可以承认佢嘅错处。
But he says in verses 2 to 3, and I have this on the next slide, in Psalm 63, verses 2 to 3, so I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory, because your steadfast love is better than life. My lips will praise you.
在诗篇63篇第二、第三节，他说，我在圣所中曾如此瞻仰你，为要见你的能力和你的荣耀，因你的慈爱比生命更好，我的嘴唇要颂赞你。
David makes no apologies for his enjoyment of God's enjoyment of him.
大卫从来都没有后悔，在他的诗篇里面讲出他怎么样与神的同行同在是一件好得无比的事。
And David would rather experience the steadfast love of God than reveal in all the riches, than revel in all the riches that life affords.
大卫佢就算喺佢最富足喺呢个地上所有嘅嘢都属于佢嘅时候，但佢都比唔上佢有神呢个稳固嘅爱同你一齐。
Do you see what happened to David?
你睇唔睇到大卫呢？
There's something in the loving kindness of God that fills the emptiness of his soul.
神嘅呢个嘅爱去充满住一个嘅人。
And that filling is immeasurably beyond any and every earthly promise.
系比呢个世界上边世上所有嘅承诺系更加能够令人得到满足。
God's steadfast love reassures and satisfies the desperate ache and longing of the psalmist's heart.
睇到神嘅爱系完全去满足到呢一个诗人所有嘅需要。
Is David off base in focusing so firmly on the passion of his soul?
咁究竟当大卫咁强调佢好着重喺一个内心里边嘅一个需要，系咪其实佢讲错咗嘢咧
？Absolutely not.
当然唔系啦。
The same point is made in Psalm 84.
就正如头先这个诗篇第84篇所讲嘅一样。
And there, the soul of the psalmist longs, it says, longs for the courts of the Lord.
正如好似第84篇讲，佢话我羡慕渴想耶和华的殿宇。
And in verse 2 in Psalm 84, the intensity of the psalmist's desperation for God has brought him to the brink of fainting.
咁亦都喺呢个第二节，佢话佢羡慕神嘅意嘅远渺，佢嘅心肠肉体都向神去呼吁。
The psalmist faints for lack of God's presence, or perhaps from the prospect of that breaking vision of divine and transcendent beauty.
佢睇到就话，如果当神嗰个嘅美丽神嘅呢个嘅异象，佢睇唔到嘅时候佢会系点嘅境况？
And that's why the psalmist goes on and says, "My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God."
所以佢话我嘅心肠、我嘅肉体都向永生神去呼吁。
Do you see why? Why is the psalmist saying that?
点解呢个诗人会咁样讲呢？
It's because he's found something altogether lovely, right?
因为揾到一样系更加美好嘅事。
The beauty, the sweetness of being with God in God's courts transcends every earthly locale.
佢睇到就系当神嘅爱与佢同在，系比一切嘅嘢系更加好，喺任何嘅地方系更加好。
Again, it has nothing to do with the physical composition or the aesthetic features present around him.
同佢当时所在嘅地方系冇关系。
The dwelling place of God is lovely. Why? Because God himself is there.
因为喺神嘅居所里边，因为有神喺佢嘅里边。
You see, the psalmist goes on and says he's done a comparative study. He's prepared to worship God because he's checked it out. He's checked everything else out.
当佢睇晒每一样嘢嘅时候，佢系预备咗佢嘅心去敬拜神。
Right? He's investigated. He's looked into the happiest things in this world that could be offered to him.
佢去推算，佢去估计，亦都睇过世界上边能够将佢将可以带嚟美好嘅事嘅地方，佢都审查过，都睇过。
And we read his conclusion, which is Psalm 84:10.
而佢最后得嚟嘅结局就系呢个嘅诗篇第84篇嘅第十节。
He says there, a day in your court, O God, is better than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness.
佢话在你的院宇住一日，胜似在别处住千日。宁可在我神殿中开门，不愿住在恶人的帐篷里。
You see, all of life, as you very well know as a human being, is inescapably competitive.
你睇到就话世界上边能够提供最好嘅一样嘢，都唔似得喺神嘅殿宇嘅里边。
And you can say every choice we make is a decision between competing pleasures.
在我们能够去选择，可以很开心的每一个选择之中。
Even if we're not immediately conscious of what is happening, such choices demand of us a comparative evaluation of rival claims.
咁就是说我们去，当我们去，去比较，在我良知里面去比较每一个选择的时候。
And the psalmist declares in verse 11, I choose God and the pleasures of life in his courts because the Lord God is a sun and shield.
咁佢最后嘅结论喺第十一节，佢话因为耶和华他是日头是盾牌，至下因为他未曾留下一样好处，不给那些行动正直的人。
Again, the psalmist has checked it out. He checked out the comparison, the alternatives that the world offers, and he concludes, the world leaves me scorched and defenseless.
他说当他比较了世界上面每一样东西的时候，他说只是看到神是他的盾牌，神所给他的是他足够。
And what he means by that is the passing pleasures of sin lead to misery and despair.
他说这个世上的罪只是最终带来的是这个的失落，这个的痛楚。
But the Lord bestows favor and honor upon him.
但神会去照顾去仰望他的人。
And as he goes on in verse 11, no good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly.
十一节他说他未尝留下一样好处，不给那些行动正直的人。
And you and I know you don't have to live for long to know that people, on the other hand, demand their pound of flesh, right?
世界上面的人去祈求这个肉体上面能够给到他们的东西。
And this is what you see in the comparison found in Psalm 63.
亦去个比较就是这个的诗篇的63篇那里给我们看到。
And I have this on the slide 10 on Psalm 63 verses 4 and 5. It says there, so I will bless you as long as I live. In your name, I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied as with fat and rich food. And my mouth will praise you with joyful lips.
我还活的时候要这样称颂你，我要奉你的名举手，我在床上纪念你，在夜间的时候思想你，我的心就像饱足了的骨髓肥油，我也要以欢乐的嘴唇赞美你。
See, what does worship have to do with my soul or your soul being satisfied?
咁呢个嘅崇拜同你同我嘅心灵得到满足有咩关系呢？
Doesn't that distract from the glory of God?
是不是好像将我们去从神的光荣那里去拿走了呢？
How can God be honored as he deserves if we are concerned with our own longing and passions and desires of our souls.
如果我哋讲咁耐都讲到人嘅渴望、人嘅祈求，咁同神呢个当得嘅荣耀两者之间有咩关系呢？
Well, the revelation of God's splendor is the extent to which His people find unrivaled satisfaction in God Himself and who He is and what He's done on our behalf.
咁就话当我哋睇到咗神嘅荣美嘅时候，就让我哋嘅灵魂能够得到满足。
And on my last slide, I have this paraphrase from John Piper, which really sums it up here. He says, God is most glorified in you when you are most satisfied in Him.
John Piper 牧师他讲过一句说话，他说当我们在神里面能够得到满足的时候，我们在神的里面满足的时候，神就是能够得到最大的光荣。
Your passion for gladness competes with God's glory only when you seek it in something other than Him.
他说唯有当你去在神的以外去寻求神的时候，就那一些的东西就跟神的光荣成为了一个的对抗。
So you don't have to apologize for that relentless chronic ache in you for joy.
所以当你真的在你的内心里面你长久去切慕神的时候，你不需要为到你的切慕去难过或者去忏悔。
Rather, like the thirsty deer,Come to Him, who alone, God Himself, can give you life-giving water and give your soul satisfaction.
就正如这个鱼鹿渴慕溪水里面，在溪水里面能够得到这个的满足，在神的里面能够得到满足。
Then the peace that surpasses understanding will be yours
forever.这个的满足，这个的明白就会在你的里面。
Oh Father, I pray that we, oh Lord, would know what the psalmist and what the apostle Paul is saying.
主啊，我求你教我们去明白究竟这个诗篇，究竟使徒保罗对我们讲的是什么说话。
There are pleasures forevermore in knowing you.
我们知道认识你比我们有很多的喜乐。
They far surpass every other earthly pleasure.
是比这个世上能够比我们的快乐是多很多。
And Lord, we are made to be pleasure seekers.
主要我们去被造是去寻求这个的人生的满足。
May we find that joy, that peace that we need in you.
求你帮助我们在你的里面找到这个内心的满足。
Oh Lord, how we need that desperately today in our difficult circumstances.
在今天这个困难的情况，求主去给我们。
May we draw near you today.
求你教我们今天靠近你的面前。
And we ask that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。